Okay, we're back now with Lynn Classical High School girls basketball coach Tom Sawyer. And, Coach, it seemed like just yesterday we were talking about the Jamboree.
Yeah, it sure does. The season went fast, like I guess they all do, but this one particularly fast.
Well, first of all, Tom, congratulations. 19-1. Man, you must that one loss must be keeping you up at night, huh?
No, I get over that pretty quick. We lost to a really good St. Mary's. So, you know, when you lose to a team that's a quality team, if you've learned something from it, which I think we did, then you never like to lose, but it's not a completely lost cause.
Coach, we want you to look at the girls' the bracket. We listened to John Squires. He's on our website on this page, as a matter of fact, previewing, and he talked about Pentucket. He talked about Lynn Classical. Tom, give us a summary of your season and your kids, because obviously this must be a very special group.
Yeah, this is a great group. I've got three or four kids that are seniors that have been with me for 4 years. Paris Wilkie, Tiara Horton, Jaylee Medrano, and Mariah Chandler, and then a fifth senior, Ariana Delgado, who's been with us for a couple of years, who really came on like gangbusters this year. So this is a group that didn't qualify for the state tournament as freshmen. As sophomores, came out and qualified for the state tournament and got our first tournament win over Beverly in over a decade. Backed it up last year by beating North Andover, a great Merrimack Valley team, and that's a great conference. And then this year, going into the year, I thought we could be good. I thought we'd be competitive in every game, and you know, these kids have put it all together and to go 19-1.
Is there a highlight, Tom, a game that has special meaning other than the St. Mary's game for you guys?
Yeah, I think our Revere game. You know, they're the defending conference champions, and we had to play that game without our leading scorer, Paris Wilkie, who was out injured, and to battle them like we did, have it to be a tight ball game, and then to get a steal with less than 5 seconds to go, Ariana Delgado steals the ball at half court, goes in and lays it in, and we win essentially at the buzzer. A great win for our program. And ultimately ended up being one of the key wins for us to win the Northeast Conference Championship, which we hadn't done since 2004.
Wow. All right. Well, I tell you, the Division II North tournament seeds from 1 to 14 look like they're loaded.
Yeah, it's a stacked field for sure. I'm actually in the Danvers gym right now watching Danvers and Somerville play, just supporting a couple of Northeast Conference teams. And you know, Pawtucket's really good. Melrose, Wakefield, North Reading, Wilmington, Tewksbury. I mean, you could go on and on. And when Arlington Catholic is seated near the bottom, you know you've got a pretty good field.
Yeah, I was going to say they're down at the bottom, and it's like, holy cow. So do you see Bill Newell there? Are you in view of him?
You know, I walked in late, so I really didn't get a chance to look around. But if he's here, I will definitely look him up.
He'll probably find you at halftime. Yeah, he's there.
Sorry, say it again?
He'll probably find you at halftime. He's there.
Yeah, probably. That was good.
Yeah, he'll seek you out. Well, Coach, anything else you want to mention? Because the tournament season is here. You've got the winner of Wilmington Saugus. When is that, tomorrow night? Or when is your game?
That Wilmington Saugus game is on Wednesday, and then our game is on Saturday at 3:00.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. So you got plenty of time to prepare. What are you going to do this week?
I told Helen Ridley, my assistant coach, and we agree this has been like the longest 2 weeks of our lives. you know, there's only so much you can do on a day in, day out basis. Not knowing who your opponent is makes the practices in the early part of this week a little bit more difficult, but you know what? We'll still be playing when a lot of teams aren't. So on Saturday, so that's a good feeling, and just try to get ourselves prepared the best we can, put the kids in a position to be successful, and see what happens on Saturday.
You know, Tom, there were some years as a teacher, and I think Tim can attest to this as well, when the end of the year just couldn't get here fast enough. But there were other years when, like, I didn't want the year to end because I knew I wasn't going to have this group of kids back again in this configuration, and it sounds like that's what you guys have here. It's been in many ways a quick season. It's a long season. It's coming to a rapid end, but in a way, I'm sure you don't want to part with these kids. But on the other hand, you want to see how far you can go.
Yeah, I mean, they're all great kids, and they're all great kids, and I've had a lot of good kids, but this group, basketball was really important to them, and that's not just in words, that was in deeds, and they went out and worked in the off season all to get better. Everybody on my roster worked to get better, and I don't always have that, and I'm just glad for them that the effort and the work that they put in the off season, they're reaping the rewards of those now. So, yeah, I'll certainly will miss this group. We were playing pretty good at the end of the year. I mean, we beat a very, very good Everett team, and we were playing super. So I hated to kind of see this long break come, but it is what it is. We got, we're in the second round of the state tournament because we got a first round bye because that's what we earned. And I guess you never pass that up. But it will be good to know who our opponent is so that we can, Thursday and Friday will be, kind of back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, Tim Kearns here. And
I'm sorry, say it again?
Tim Kearns here.
Hi, Sam. How you doing?
I'm good. During these last 2 weeks, did you or have you considered giving them a day off to step away, to decompress, to refocus, to get away from, as you said, some of the humdrum and the mundane of practice with no game coming up in between, which is what you really look for. You practice so hard that the games are easy. Have you given them any kind of day where they can just, go home, get schoolwork done, and then come back and be refocused again?
Yeah, we've done two things, actually. One, yes, they've got a couple of extra days off over the last couple of weeks just to get away. For the kids who are dealing with nagging injuries, just give them a little bit extra time to rest up. The also thing that we've done is we've shortened all our practices up. There's no need to go for 2 hours when you don't even know who your opponent is. So we've shortened all our practices up, added in a little bit of fun, a little bit more fun than maybe what we would have had during the regular year, just to, keep it enjoyable and keep them engaged. So we've done all that. Like I said, we'll do that probably tomorrow and Wednesday as well, and then we'll really dig in on Thursday and Friday.
Hey, Tom, it's great. I'm so happy you guys have done so well, and good luck the rest of the way. We'll probably talk to you next week.